here we are at the evening of Friday, August 3rd. What a day it was on this journey to this Bible conference. The day began at 8 o'clock in the morning at our hotel. It's Lobango Hotel in Kigali. And anyway, we got up and slept in a little bit. Basically, we got up and we started the day as if we were starting a conference. I prepared daily bread in Ecclesiastes chapter 2. We shared that. We prayed together. We prayed for the conference. We ate breakfast. At 10 o'clock, going back a little bit, we decided that we're going to spend the day sort of having our own conference there in order to get the spirit of, get in the same spirit, you know, have some unity with what's going on here, because we couldn't be here at the conference site. So we had 10 o'clock, we had a group Bible study based on the message that was delivered on Mark chapter 9 about Jesus healing the demon-possessed boy. And we had an impromptu message delivered by Dr. James Rabchuk, which turned out to be sort of a testimonial message based on his own experience about having faith in Jesus to drive out demons and to do wonderful miracles. So he shared that from his heart. And then we broke off into broke off and prayed two by two, and we made our way down to lunch. I mean, another delicious buffet. All kinds of meats and fresh stuff, and all you can eat, and right by the poolside and in the patio area, all at the expense of KLM Airlines. So I think that the rooms were, I'm not sure if I mentioned this yesterday, but the rooms were $300 for a double occupancy and $260 for a single occupancy room. So it's kind of a luxurious five-star hotel. Afterwards, I took a little trip around the hotel, videotaping the grounds to show people at home, and I saw two, like, cranes, some colorful cranes. And actually, it was three, a mother and two of her babies walking around out there, and there was some clay court tennis areas, and very nice. Of course, we wanted to be at the conference, but we realized that it just didn't happen. It wasn't God's will, obviously, because we weren't there. So we decided, hey, we were going to have a conference, and it's actually kind of historical because it was the first Bible conference, also legitimate Bible conference, in Rwanda. By 11 of us, including the leader of our ministry, Abraham Kim. So, really, I mean, it's God's perfect plan. And it was a beautiful conference site, that hotel. Everything was provided, the best stuff in every way. And we had a sincere one-day summer Bible conference for Rwanda. So, I think the seeds of prayer were planted. And may God raise up servants of God to go to Rwanda. They are beautiful people, very, very friendly. Civic-minded, they take care of their roads, their city is nice and clean and proper, and very orderly, and really impressed about that place. And then after we got, we wasn't sure what was going on with the airline thing, but they finally said, they finally got to Rwanda Air. They hired a Rwanda airplane to take us to Uganda. So basically at 2:30 we started gathering in the lobby, and that's where our journey began. So there was like the slow process of checking out and then getting on a packed bus and going to the Kigali Airport, which was functional. I mean, they were doing the whole scanning, pat downs, everything, and good security, but small and crowded and old, and anyway, they got us through. Finally got on the plane, 40-minute flight to Uganda. Finally got into Uganda, and I think it landed around 8:40. We hung out for two hours because KLM had basically promised us, the representative promised us land transport to get to our destination, and the person here didn't want to do that. There was no communication. And so finally we got them to call them in Rwanda. And yes, the person was truthful. He did confess that, yes, he did promise us. And so they told us, they go, we got in the vans. We probably got in those vans around 9:30 p.m. Finally got to the conference site at 10:30. So from packing and leaving that hotel and getting to the conference site was basically, well, 10 o'clock we got to the conference site. Quite a journey. If anyone comes to Africa, they better be very patient and be ready to wait in line for passports, processing, taxis, buses, etc. So anyway, it was quite an adventure. I wouldn't have traded it for anything. And really, we served a great purpose. We got together. We studied the Bible together. It was very personal. We got to share our hearts. We got to talk. And it was planting the seeds of prayer for Rwanda. So I'm very thankful. This conference site is a very beautiful site. It's run by the Church of Uganda. It's the Louisa Training and Conference Center, LTCC, a serene and natural environment. And it was made in 1982. It's great. There's some security. I mean, there's walls around here. There's, during the night, midnight to 6, there is guard dogs. But I guess they have to have safety, because outside is, when we were driving from Entebbe Airport, there was like basically 40 miles of kind of run-down strip malls and shanty shops, and sometimes some fires, or they're selling things and music, or it's very interesting. A lot of people and very little streetlights, a lot of liveliness. Looked like there was some gambling going on open air gambling, etc. We just drove through all this. I would love to go walk through there, but I'm not sure if that's possible. So we made it to the conference site, a very safe place. I think it's made and maintained by Christians. Yeah. So another thing that happened too, I had the privilege of finding two young growing disciples of Jesus that go to university, second year and fourth year student, James and Fred, and they actually sat down and interviewed with me. They shared their life of faith, how they're involved in the ministry, how they're involved in this conference. And it was a very great interview. If you have a chance to go into the website again and click on the interview with Fred and James, you'd be very blessed if you do. There was a lot of handshaking. It was good to see some missionaries from America. Missionary Isaac Kim from L.A. There was Joseph Nestor Chung, the pediatrician, and his wife from Chicago. Her permanent missionaries here. John Park from New Jersey. Wesley Yoon and many, many others. We were, it's like one big family reunion here. Very joyful, very happy. When we pulled up at 10 o'clock, they were just finishing their African night, and there was like African dancing, African music, some traditional African things. I miss that. You know, it would have been exciting, but it's going to happen again tomorrow. Some drama, some mini skits, some testimonies, possibly some more dancing. That would be very wonderful to see, and I'll try to videotape some of that and share. There's a three-door room. I'm anticipating some heavy snoring, but anyway, I got mosquito netting, I got mosquito repellent on. There are mosquitoes here, and I hope I don't get malaria. But anyway, that will keep me safe, and thank God for today, and thank God for being used for that conference, and the closeness that we got with each other, all 11 people sharing their hearts, sharing their faith, and what a great opportunity. Our God is great, even though it wasn't our plan. God made a wonderful plan and executed it himself, so praise the Lord. Trust the Lord, Jesus Christ. And that's all today to report for today. I'm glad I got here finally. I don't know how many hours. It was close to 40 hours of traveling time to get here to the conference site since I left my house in DeKalb, Illinois. Most of the time it was uncomfortable in the airplane. But anyway, that's what it is. You can kind of be patient, learn to talk with others and pray, and don't force yourself to do anything. It was kind of funny. There was a guy kind of upset because he was, people were going in front of him and he was calling himself the general and he took charge, and he was like a Dutchman or something or some, and he was basically complained and with a loud voice got his party to the front of the line, called himself the general. It's kind of funny. Anyway, I wouldn't have it any other way. I love this conference. I love the journey. The journey was perfect. And even through all the hardships. So, I'll have a better report next tomorrow. Okay?